Welcome to the 2012 Chiefs Cheerleader Auditions. Now, nearly 300 women showed up, but only 33 will make it. That means we're looking for the best of the best. Now, this is day one prelims where all the rookie candidates come out to audition. Now, rookies are women who have never been on the Chiefs cheerleading team before, but are eager to find a spot. They practiced for weeks, and now they're here to show us what they've got. It all starts now.
Friday night for our audition process, it's our preliminary round, and it is unique than the other days that we go through. The thing that I love about it, it's our rookies only candidates, so no veterans allowed. And the reason we do that, quite honestly, is to just let the rookies come in and start to feel comfortable. They're even playing field. We want to see how they are compared to each other and see where each of their strengths are as we go through this process.
It's day two of the Kansas City Chiefs cheerleader auditions, and last night at prelims, we made our first round of cuts. Now today, the remaining rookies show up to compete against our returning veterans. Those veterans are coming back to get their spot back. Now to give you a rundown of the day, the girls have been at it for a couple hours working on combination routines. Some are working on hip hop, some are working on jazz, some are working on disco right there behind me. And let me tell you, the energy is high, the enthusiasm is there, the girls are happy to be here, excited and ready for the performance tonight. So let's go see what it's all about.
Saturday is semifinals, and that is the exciting part because our veterans and our gap veterans all show up and come together as one with our rookie candidates that have moved through the preliminary round. And so right from the get start, as they all come in, we are hard at work. So some of the drills and the things that we put them through on Saturday, we actually have them learn a production routine. We split them all up into three groups. Each routine is a little bit different in style, and the intent is, quite honestly, to understand how they work together as a team. After they go through those rehearsals, the next thing we do, it's interview time. And they interview with various people, trying to understand their personalities and what their goals and their ambitions are. The new thing that we did this year, one of my favorite things, they had no idea, and we put them in a room with our host of Red and Gold, Shauna. And so they were automatically interviewed on the spot, on a camera, had no idea. So we wanted to see how could they handle themselves. We're looking for maturity, we're looking for intelligence, and just what they look like on camera, because that is part of the job of a Kansas City Chiefs cheerleader.
Arrowhead opens up to the public on Saturday night so that you can see your 2012 candidates trying out for a Chiefs cheerleader position. Now, that night's events will take you from combination routines to a runway walk to live interviews. The girls have worked so hard at what they're doing. It's going to be a great event, and now it's showtime.
The best part of Saturday is Saturday night. It's the only part of auditions that we open to the public. And it's one of our candidates' very favorite parts of the whole weekend. All of their family and friends show up cheering them on. They perform those production routines. And then if they are a field candidate, they each do a 1 minute solo. It can be any kind of dance. It just has to be a dance solo. So you can see hip hop, contemporary, jazz, musical theater, ballet, you name it, anything. Our ambassador-only candidates, they come out, they do more public speaking in front of our crowd. Again, we want to see how they can handle themselves in front of an audience. And then the very last piece of Saturday night is our runway. And I love it because, quite honestly, it's the one time that we get to see them in what they want to wear. And so you really start to see a different side of them. You see the glamorous side. And they really kind of come into their own for that evening. It ends up being an awesome night with a lot of personality and a lot of flair. We'll be right back.
Welcome to day three of the 2012 Kansas City Chiefs Cheerleader Auditions, better known to everyone else as the Finals.
This weekend is incredibly intense, and it's hard, and we really put our candidates through a lot, but it is so worth it because we need to understand all the pieces that they have in order to make a Chiefs cheerleader. All the candidates want it really bad, and the farther you make it through, you want it, but boy, finals is like a whole new experience. When all of those candidates come in, we then put them through all kinds of craziness. I call it the obstacle course. It's five stations to try to keep them on their toes and to really just see what they're made of in all areas that make up a Kansas City Chiefs cheerleader. Okay, so the afternoon is beginning. It's the final stage of auditions. Our finalists are now going to do two different pieces of choreography. If they're a field candidate, they're doing the stinger that represents that sideline, and they're going to do a technical routine that represents our quarter breaks. If they're an ambassador-only candidate, they are going to do the stinger, but they're going to do more public speaking. This is it. It's their last chance to show us everything they've got and to shine on that stage and to really show us that they are the 2012 Kansas City Chiefs cheerleaders. You know, being a Chiefs cheerleader is not just about dancing on a field or not just a pretty face. They have to have the ability to do so many things, whether we throw them on TV or radio, whether we send them on a military tour across the world, whether they're here locally doing community work, whether they are just working with each other, grueling practices, preparing themselves physically and mentally to be the very best that they can. So we put them through all kinds of things to help us really understand their character and their skill sets and what they're really just made of. And it's worth it because in the end, we have the very best team. And for 2012, it will be one of the best we've ever had.
Taiwan. Now who can say that? I wanna play back. Mama knew I was a needle in a haystack. Upper body boy, plus